Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. I'm a simple man, don't wanna Hello, everyone.
Hey, everyone. Oh, my God, I was gonna do it.
No, yeah, we could keep going. That we're both gonna do.
Hey everybody, welcome to a new episode of Social Blend. Mm-hmm. I am Gracie,
and I'm George.
How are you?
I'm good. Just like, I don't know, the week was like hectic. So like I'm happy it's Friday. That's honestly it. We are coloring.
Yes.
So the book I have, it's called Places to Color. So this one was a travel one. And this I usually bring on the plane with me. I also have one that's like sea, like photos of the sea and stuff, which is really fun. And it's very like specific, but I love it. It really calms me down. It helps me vibe. What about you?
I'm doing like a color by number.
Love.
But it's like, if you can see, it's like, but it's like a grid.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. So
wow.
That's what I'm doing. I like am not very creative. I like to have directions. I like when something tells me what I'm supposed to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so that is why I like a color by number. But yeah, I agree. It is very relaxing. It really, really calms my ass down. Like, I was so emotional today for like no fucking reason.
That was me Wednesday.
Yeah.
I was so emotional. I was like, everyone's talking about me. Everybody fucking hates me.
Oh my God, me too. That's how I'm feeling. And I'm just like, this is bullshit. But like when I color, I just ignore my phone for like 5 hours.
Love it.
And I just sit there and I'm like obsessed with it. It's like literally a hyperfixation right now.
I love it.
Yeah, it's great. I'm having a great time.
No, that's good. And this is perfect because we are going to talk about our pop culture that we didn't get to last week, but it's still all going on. So it's like kind of perfect. Also, yeah. I am eating my oat milk non-dairy chocolate. And
really?
I'm in love with it. Yeah.
What brand is it?
It's Lindt.
Oh, I've seen that. I've tried it. It's okay.
It's good. It's good. I personally like dark chocolate.
And it's milk.
And this is, yeah, oat milk. This is
okay.
Like oat milk chocolate, which is fine. I just always really enjoy dark chocolate. And dark chocolate is usually naturally vegan.
Right.
So, and I always liked it. Not only because I'm vegan, I always enjoyed it. But
yeah, no, dark chocolate is good.
It's so good. It just has like a nice, I mean, you have to really enjoy the taste.
Yeah.
But I love it.
Yeah, it's great. I like it too. I like all kinds.
Chocolate though.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
but yeah. What was I gonna say?
I have to talk about one. Oh, go.
I was having
a day.
A very emotional week.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just really calming me down.
Yeah.
Bringing me back to earth. You know, I'm like, I was on the verge of tears earlier.
No.
And I literally don't even know why. I was just on the verge of tears. And I'm like, oh my God. Like,
no, I got it.
Good? What's going on?
I know. I also think it's just like the world in general. So much is happening every day. Nothing makes sense. Like,
we put our
trust into these leaders and they all like really suck. So
I know. Yeah,
I think it's that. It's like, you know, also winter. Like, I hate the winter, even though I've been okay so far. But still, yeah, it's just like, you know.
No,
that's why,
I know.
That's why today, like, I text you. I was like, let's do it a little later because I need to take advantage of the sunlight.
Yeah, no. It was like pretty nice out today.
Yeah, but literally not, once I started walking, it got cold. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. But it's fine. It was good. I loved it.
Yeah, yeah. Especially if you're walking really fast and you're getting sweaty.
Yes.
Then it feels nice.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I've been like pretty emotional this week. I literally don't know why. I'm like on the verge of tears, like I said, and like I just like don't understand. Like I don't want to be like this, but
right.
I know that in the spring my seasonal depression gets worse for some reason.
Okay,
it gets like worse and I like don't understand why and it sucks.
Yeah,
but like
that's kind of when I spiral also. It's usually in the spring.
Yeah, I feel like my like seasonal depression is like on a little bit of like a delay.
Yeah, I get it.
And yeah. So then like it hits me in the spring and I'm like, fuck my life, you know?
Right.
But yeah.
Now, one thing I want to talk about.
Okay.
And we both have curly hair, so
yes,
you could relate. But I love my curly hair. But
oh, me too.
Some days it literally looks like I'm bald, and other days it looks like I have a gorgeous head of hair, and I hate it.
Day are you having today?
A bald day.
Yeah, I can tell.
Today's bald. Like,
all right, what you need to do is put your fingers as in your roots as you can and go like this.
Yeah, I know. Just really puff it out.
There you go.
I know. Now look.
There's a little more volume now.
Now I have volume.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, literally today, I was like, fuck my hair. I was like, I don't give a fuck. And then I'm like, wait.
Yeah, fuck it. I know. Literally, my hair, it kills me sometimes. I'm like, oh my God, this shit.
Yeah, because it's almost like uncontrollable. Like we have to work with it. Like it doesn't work with us.
Yeah, no, exactly. So. You get what you get and you don't get upset.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like here is a fun game I think we should play.
Okay.
What do you think? Okay.
Say it. Let's go.
It is. Different celebrities, hot or not.
Okay, I'm in.
Time for hot or not.
Hot or not.
All right. So what I'm gonna do here is I am going to name off some celebrities,
mm-hmm.
and George and I are going to say if they're hot or not.
I'm obsessed. I'm so ready. Watch us get canceled for this. No, it's okay.
Oh my God, why would we?
I don't know. And I don't even care, actually. If I get canceled, I don't even fucking care.
It's fine. Yeah, cancel me. No, I'm just kidding. Please don't. Like, it's great.
Cancel us. No,
okay.
I will not be okay.
All right. So here we go.
Okay.
Let's start off with a controversial one. Barry Keoghan.
Let me look him up.
Oh my God. He's from Saltburn.
Yes. Okay. So
the one who isn't Jacob Elordi.
Yeah, yeah. I just looked him up. So this one is so difficult. I'm gonna say he's not hot.
What?
Mm-hmm. I know.
No.
Everyone is like, I love him, but it's just not the vibe.
I what think he's hot.
All right.
I think he's hot. Okay. I think he's hot. All right. Jacob Elordi.
Oh, hot.
No, not.
Really? Yeah. Okay, so I thought he was hideous, right? And then all of a sudden I'm like, actually, I could see it. But yeah, I'm gonna just say he's hot for me.
Yeah, I just don't like it's, I don't know. Everyone's obsessed, not for me.
Yeah, like you see through it.
Okay. Pete Davidson.
Ugh. I'm gonna say not.
Gonna say hot.
Wow. No, but I completely understand why you say
Yeah.
hot. I do.
Yeah. All
I
right.
get it.
Mark Ruffalo.
Oh. I'm gonna say hot. He was the Hulk? Yeah. Yeah,
Hot. He's
I'll say
hot.
hot.
He's hot. Oh my God. Mark Ruffalo and 13 going on 30. Oh, hubba hubba. Mama in trouble. All right. Justin Timberlake.
Ooh, not.
Yeah,
I'm
not
gonna
for me
say not.
too. Okay. Let's see. Let's see. Nick Jonas.
Not.
Hot, hot,
Okay.
hot. He's hot. All right. Wait, this one's a good one. Ryan Reynolds.
Not.
Yeah, me too. I don't think he's
Okay.
hot. I
Yeah, I
just really
just.
don't. All right. Ryan Gosling.
Shit. I don't want to get canceled, but I'm gonna say not.
What? He's so hot.
I don't know. Yeah, it's a
He's
no.
so
It's
hot. Oh my God, I just got a text from number one fan.
Nicki Minaj?
No, Adam.
Adam, I know. You know,
right.
we have two number one fans because Isaiah watches us. He says he listens to us every week, like every episode.
No,
Yes.
oh
And he proved it. He was saying all the stuff. I'm like, oh my God, we did talk about that. Because sometimes I forget what we talk about. And I'm like, oh, and we did talk about that. So.
my God. Well, hi, Isaiah. Thanks
Hey,
for
hi to
listening.
all of our friends and fans. Okay, wait,
Adam
I.
said, wait, I told Adam we're podcasting right now.
Yeah.
And Adam said, nice. Give friend of the show, Tom Sandoval, a shout out for me. Like, Tom Sandoval is one of our
Is like
friends.
one of our friends.
Oh my God. Okay. Wait, Tom
Fine.
Sandoval, hot or not?
Ooh, hot. I'm gonna say
He's
hot.
hot. No,
Like
he's hot.
softly. Like I and I
He's an
don't
asshole, but he's hot.
Tom Schwartz.
I was gonna say Tom Schwartz next. Yeah,
Oh, you
hot.
were? Yeah, same. Ooh, what about
No,
Katie?
Schwartz is so hot to me.
Yeah,
I love that he's
no.
an idiot too. I like a dumb
Yes.
boy.
He's like an idiot, and that does raise the bar for him. It
Yeah,
does.
I'm like,
That's
oh, honey, baby, sweetie, you're so dumb.
You are a fucking idiot, but it's okay.
Yeah.
What about Katie?
You know how I feel about Katie. Hot, hot,
Yeah,
hot.
I'm gonna say not.
What?
I know. It just, I don't know. Like, it doesn't, I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now Lala, I would say hot.
Lala hot. What about Ariana?
I'll say hot.
I'm like, not my type.
Yeah. And I understand
Okay.
that.
Lisa Vanderpump.
I'm gonna say not.
What?
I know, I feel bad.
Lisa is so hot.
It's
Oh my God. Okay, one more and then we'll do
just
more next
not
time. All
okay.
right. Drake.
After the video I just saw of him, I'm gonna say hot.
What? I'm still saying not. His face, I don't like it. There's just
Yeah.
something about it.
Yeah, no, I'm totally joking about that last part. But no, I am gonna still say hot.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm gonna stick with my gut. That's it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sofia Vergara, since
Okay,
everyone's
one,
talking
this is
about
the
her.
last one, and then
This is
we're
the last
done.
one.
Hot.
I'm going to say hot too. Even in that show, I didn't watch it, but like I saw it, like
Modern
a
Family?
Clip of it. No, no, no. That new show that's out where she's that Spanish mob lady.
Oh, Garza or something like that.
They put all this prosthetic on her to make her look older, and she still looks stunning. Like she was trying to make it seem like she was old, and she still looked gorgeous. I can't. Well,
that's good for her.
I was like, she's never gonna look ugly. Like, God bless her.
Yeah. I know. Oh, I'm so jealous. Wait, okay. I have one last one. And then we'll play again next time.
Okay. All right. And then we're cutting this off.
All right. Seth Marks, Meredith Marks's husband.
Oh, hot.
I'm gonna say hot too. Okay. You know, it's a personality for me.
Yes, yeah.
He's also like not a bad looking guy, but he's like his personality like is very attractive. Like yes. I get why they're perfect.
I
together.
Love that you said that because that's exactly how I look at people. I mean, of course, yeah. Looks too, but like I'm going by personality. So if I like your personality, it's an absolute hot.
So like for me, it's looks first and then personality second.
Okay, for oh my God.
No, that's not even true because I've liked some of the ugliest people in the world. No offense, guys. Actually, full offense taken.
Full of that. For me, they kind of coincide. Is that the term?
Yeah. They coexist. Whatever.
Yeah, they go hand in hand. That's better.
Yes, there you go. Yeah.
They go
yeah.
hand in hand. So, like, if they got one, they got the other, or if they, you know, so. That's how I work. But I love, okay, this was a fun game. We'll definitely play it next
week. Yeah, I know.
Week.
I liked it. We'll play it
and
again.
And then next week, so I'll be more prepared next week.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
me too. I kind of just pulled that out of my ass because I did not make a list of anybody. But I'm going to start working on like a list. And then
We'll think of really good ones. Like I want controversial.
I know that's why I started with Barry Keoghan, and that's also why I said Pete Davidson, because like
yes,
those are like very contested. Like some people are like thirsting over them.
Yes.
And others are like, ew.
That was a perfect example. That was a perfect example. Yeah.
Yeah. Both of those, are really good examples. I have another really good one, but I'm gonna save it for next time.
Okay.
Or I could say it right now. No, I won't.
Okay, fine. All right.
Okay. I'm writing it down though, so I don't forget it, you know?
Perfect. Let's talk about Mob Wife's aesthetic. So
okay.
During
my dad kissed Big Ange on the mouth.
When?
Do you remember when B2 was a place called Lago?
Yeah.
So it was like Sir John's, and I think it was something else, and it was Lago, and now it's B2 or whatever.
Yes, yeah.
So for some reason, Big Ange was at Lago, and my dad used to go there like every single night, because my dad is a big, big drinker like me, you know, whatever.
Right.
No, I'm kidding. This is honestly like, in the past 2 weeks, this is like the third time I'm having alcohol.
Yeah, no, we're doing really good, actually.
So, but, like, it's literally fine.
But wait, so anyway, he's at Lago. So,
and she was at Lago for some reason. And my dad has no fucking idea what Mob Wives is. But I guess, like, people who were there were talking about it. And I guess my dad started talking to her. And then they kissed on the
Oh?
And then she died, like... 5 months later, like,
no.
Did my dad give Big Ange the kiss of death? No, I'm just kidding. Like, she had
cancer
or something. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, she was already sick when they met. But.
She was my favorite. I love her and I miss her every day. And I really feel like that's why the show didn't come back fully because
she died.
Yeah, she was just such a big part of the show.
No, she's like the. But. It's like if
It's like if Snooki died from Jersey Shore, or if like
or it's like if Lisa Vanderpump,
died on Vanderpump Rules. It's over. Mm-hmm. Like So
yeah,
but this past month, like in the new year, they're doing Mob Wife aesthetic, where like everyone's dressing up as Mob Wives, just like all the girls are like dressing up. But now they're doing Mob aesthetic too, where it's like everybody's included, like. Not only do you have to be a mob wife, it's just everybody. It's mob aesthetics now.
Okay.
So they're like, get out the cheetah.
Yeah, but here's what I'm going to say about that.
Right. You and, have always done it, I feel.
Yeah, I feel like I already fucking did that at my birthday party in 2022. So, like, you guys are really late to the game. And, like, anything you've ever liked, I've liked first and more deeply than you ever have or ever will. At all the haters and everybody. And that's what happened. And that's what it is. It just, right. I'm sorry. Like, I am just a true liker of things. And if you're, and you're not. And right. I mean, like, it sucks to suck, but.
But that's it. Sometimes.
That's it. Like, I liked it first. So sorry right. to break that to you, that breaks that news to you. But.
And sometimes the facts are the facts.
And yeah, exactly. Sometimes the facts are the facts. So. And we can't change the facts. Because you literally can't rewrite history.
Right.
And if you try, mm-hmm. I'll kill you.
Oh. Okay.
Or I'll kiss you. You'll never okay. know. You'll... You'll literally never know what's coming
Wait,
your way.
What year was that party?
2022.
All right, let me see. Because I think I have photos of it.
Yeah, I don't know if I took them down or not.
Right. I oh my god.
Because of, you know, my divorce.
Right. Okay. I don't but know yeah. where the hell. Oh, here it is. Okay.
Yeah.
There we are.
We love it. Oh my god. And I'm gonna pick the best one, not that one, because I hate that one.
Okay, that's not oh my god, I'm sorry.
And we'll post that one. It's okay, it's totally fine. It's your Instagram, not mine.
Thank you.
But
now that I'm looking at these photos, I hate every single fucking one too.
Stop. Okay, but we'll find one we like and we'll post it on the Instagram.
Okay, perfect. Yes.
For everyone.
Yes, so send me your best yeah. one.
But
yeah, but so,
yeah.
So now they're like taking photos, and now I just had a photo shoot recently. I could show you on here.
Yeah.
George, like, do we like this? Yeah, I'm posting it tomorrow.
Too. I love it. I'm like obsessed with that.
Thank you. And then that's also like- this one.
Truly amazing. Oh my god, I like that one the better, I think.
You like this one better?
Yeah, I think that one's my favorite.
Then
I really do, yeah.
More than the
yeah.
other one. Oh my yes. god, oh my
Wait,
god,
show
oh my
me
god.
The other one again?
Here.
No, I like that one better.
You
I
like
lied.
This one? Okay, good.
Yeah, the first
so,
one.
Yeah, so the... yeah, that's like the hardest part also about posting a photo is which one do you want as the main feed?
Well, here's what happens to me. Whenever like a carousel loads, for some reason on my Instagram, it starts with the second one.
Isn't that weird? I thought people just always like they pick that one, but it just happens.
No, like Instagram loads it weird where like the carousel starts at the second one. I have to swipe back for the first one.
Okay, that's so weird.
Does that happen to you too?
No, that's never happened to me, but I always okay. like.
Right. But so, no, like when you see somebody else's carousel, does that happen to you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That shows yeah. the second. Yes.
So, like, here's what I do then, because I don't know if that's for everybody or just for me. So yeah. I try and make sure that the first two photos are the best photos.
Yes.
You know?
That's so true.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so
because otherwise I feel like if it's starting at the second one and my second one is a dumper,
right,
then that's not okay with me.
Right. You know? I will not be okay if the second one's like worse.
Yeah. Yeah. So I make sure that in my carousel, my first and second photo are the best ones. And yeah. What about
Love
you?
That. No, no, that's true? I do the exact same thing because great. I yeah, like I'm not playing games.
No, me either.
When it comes to that. But I feel like I always do that just because I always want to make sure at least my first two or three are the best. And late in life I've been liking to put like fun posts, like fun pictures too, not just all yeah. perfect ones. I feel like it should
right. oh me perfect. Too
so
I posted like a three photo like carousel.
Yeah.
On Instagram of me on the beach. And the caption was like, I love being hot and fun. And was in all caps. And like the first two photos were me being really hot and sexy on the beach. And then the third one was literally me like frolicking into the water.
I love that.
So like, that's fun. You got to like keep it real and be serious.
Yes. Thank you.
You know?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And that's, now here's another thing. When is the best time to post a photo?
Ooh.
I usually do it at around noon, but.
Well, here's what I miss. Think. I think that Instagram looks for like in your caption, like buzzwords. So like if you're posting like something that's like a big event, right? Like when I got my master's degree in June and I made my post.
Right.
So like I was before that, before I had posted that photo or that series of photos or whatever, where is it? Oh, I've pinned it. Okay. So that was on June 1st. I have 237 likes on that photo.
Okay.
And I think I posted it like afternoon, after 12 p.m. But like before that post, I'd been getting like 111, 73, 64.
Yeah.
Likes on a post. And then after that post, I was getting like 139, 85, 88. Mm. But like that one, I got 237 likes. And so I think that Instagram, when you post, if you post a buzzword like graduation or like wedding or like
birthday,
baby, yeah, those posts are going to be like higher up in the feed, like in a priority than other posts. And then they're more likely to get likes. And I really think that because I posted my birthday photo and I got 142 likes and like I hadn't been getting that many before that. So it's like, I feel like big events always get more likes for some reason.
That makes so much sense.
I mean, or maybe it's just because people are liking things more if they're a big post. But I like, for me, I like every post. Like I'm just like a liker.
No, me too.
I don't care. I don't care if I fucking hate you and we still follow each other. But like, I'll fucking like that shit. I'm like, right. I'm liking it. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I got it. Yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, so Mob Aesthetics. I'm posting Friday. It should be out by the time this is out. But
right.
Yeah, and then also we'll post our little things on there too. But.
Yeah.
Mob Aesthetics or Mob Wipes Aesthetics, whatever it's called.
Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goli Gummy is that gummy. Goli does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goli has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goli is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goli Gummies. So today, if you go to goli.com and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILLWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at @GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goli gummies. It could be 5%, 10%. 20%, 30%, or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So Run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your goalie gummies today.
Okay. All right, so let's get into reality TV. So before we get into Vanderpump,
yes.
Again, I would like to discuss the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Yay!
I'm literally so obsessed.
Yes, you watched. Oh my effing G.
I watched all of it. So I'd watch season 4 first, right?
Right. And which ended up being fine because season 4 ended up being completely different than what the other seasons were.
I mean, yes and no. Like, it definitely feels like a transformative year and things are changing and it's like a shift.
Right.
But they're still fighting at people's important events.
Yeah.
They're all being codependent on somebody, like, whatever. But I went back after I'd watched season 4 and I watched seasons 1 through 3 and now I'm rewatching 4 because in my brain, the sequence will get messed up if I don't like watch it after.
Yeah.
Because I'm weird like that. But Jen Shah, oh my God. Okay. What do you think? Do you think that she did it and was lying?
Absolutely.
Me too.
Yes.
Jen is definitely like a sociopath. We didn't talk about Jen yet, right?
No, because I wanted you to watch the seasons that she was on it before we spoke. Because yeah.
So crazy.
Yeah.
I love Meredith.
Love.
I feel like Meredith is being really shitty this season.
Season 4?
Yeah. In season 4, the one that just happened. But I still like her. I'm a ride or die Meredith girl. My girl likes a bathtub.
Yeah.
Better give her a bathtub.
Yeah.
I'm like literally just obsessed with her and her husband, her whole family. Like I love them. I love Brooks.
I love literally the whole family. And they're all hot. Like how is the whole family hot? How is the daughter, the two sons, the mother, the husband? How are they all hot?
So also hot. Okay. Whitney. I feel like I like her a little less right now.
Okay. So that was me. I used to love Whitney. I can't stand her.
She is. I don't know what's going on with her. She's like a pick me ass bitch right now.
Yeah.
But she's like grounded in like spirituality and like all this other shit. And I'm like.
Now, wait, what season are you on?
I finished, but I'm rewatching season 4.
Oh, okay. This is perfect. So you watched everything and now you're watching season 4 over again.
Yeah.
Like you're watching a new. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That was the smartest thing you could have ever done, honestly.
Yeah. Honestly, it was a cool way to look at it. I do think that Lisa was very rude to Whitney. Like, I don't think that Whitney should have called Lisa out that hard about, like, not being nicer after her friend died in season 4.
Yeah.
But I do think that Lisa overreacted to it. And, like, that person is grieving, Lisa. And you're like, fuck this. You're screaming. You're taking the mic off. Like, Lisa.
I know.
A little bit more. Literally.
Like, someone's
friend literally died the day before.
Yeah.
A very close friend of theirs, mind you. Oh my God, I spilled wine again. first time this week, but.
Yes. Second week in a row.
Baby, let's go. But I do think Lisa was like kind of insensitive and like overreaction. Like, I feel like Lisa just wants.
Yeah.
To like be the one who's blowing everything up. Cause she always does. She always like flips the fuck out. And I'm like,
yeah.
Lisa, can you just like calm the fuck down, girl? Like,
now, how do you feel about Lisa as a whole though?
I don't know. I like her most of the time, but then sometimes I'm like, Lisa.
Right. Yeah. So
I see a lot of myself in her because she's like, oh my God, like her tagline this season 4 is like,
I love us. About, I love me for yeah, the both of us.
My main goal in life is to serve Lisa, and I love that for me. And like, you know what, bitch? My main goal in life is to serve Gracie, and I love that for me.
No, I, yeah, I literally, so season one and like half of season two, I was like, oh, I hate her. And then you start to realize, like you did, that Lisa's just like me. Like we just love ourselves. And when she said, don't worry, I'll love me for the both of us, I said, I love this bitch right now.
That tagline was so funny. She was like something about like being a hater, then was like, don't worry, I love myself enough for the
both of us. Incredible. She like literally like I love and that would be me if I was on that show. Like that would just
I know.
So
I feel like my like personality is becoming like that of like a real
see what happens.
Uh-oh. Oh my god, yeah. No, so like after I finish this rewatch of Salt Lake City, I mean the rewatch of season four of Salt Lake City, I think I'm gonna watch Original New York.
Oh,
because a oh lot of people gosh. Really like that one.
Yes, New York.
A lot of people,
that's honestly perfect.
Yeah, no, a lot of people really like that one. So I'm gonna go there next.
I mean, or you could go to New Jersey.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Start off with New York. No, New York is good. I would definitely say New York.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying since we're from here.
I know. But like, I don't feel like. I don't know. I want like a Real Housewives of North Brunswick.
Okay.
Because I want to see what the rich ladies of North Brunswick are up to.
Right.
And to be honest, my mom's friend group would be a great Real Housewives.
Ooh.
Like they're all always drinking and like they don't fight like that though. But
right,
I feel
right.
like they could put on a good show for some money.
Yeah. I always said that because I feel like I have a solid friend group. Like if we were on a show together, my only thing is I don't want to fight with my friends. Like I'll fight with people that I just met. Like that's fine.
Right.
But
yeah.
I don't want to ruin like long-term friendships that I have. That's the only thing that I don't like.
And I'm not like a very confrontational person.
Right. Like I'll cry. I'll shake.
Yeah. I start fucking crying. Like if someone comes to me, I'll cry. Like I shake. I have to walk away. Like I'm.
Yeah.
Like no, I'm no.
And no. I only shake and cry because I really want to like fight somebody.
Right.
But I know like, I'll go to jail.
I don't have it in me. Like I'm not a good shot. I'm not a good shot. Right. I'm not a good punch. Like no, whatever.
Yeah. Now wait, season
I
one.
I think that you what?
Oh sorry, go ahead.
I think that you and I could do a lot of good fake fights and like make it believable for the cameras.
Yes.
And I do feel like a lot of the drama is fake.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot, but some of it's definitely not real. Some of it they're just definitely doing for camera.
Maybe. And then they have like secret that like, listen, I'm going to fight you. But at the end of the day, like I still want to be your friend.
Right. Like hockey players, like they get into like fist fights on the ice and they're like, oh, good fight, bro. Like,
oh, yeah, that's kids. True. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, how's the kids? How's the wife? How's the family? Like,
oh, my God.
They
yeah,
literally do that. They literally do that. It's crazy.
That's so true. Not.
I feel like Real Housewives might do that, too.
Yeah.
You know, but like, okay, what were you going to say? And then I want to say this one thing.
Yeah, I was going to say season one, maybe episode one, when Lisa Barlow went to go get Taco Bell.
Oh, my God. Lisa
like
loves
a large,
fast food.
She loves fast food. She got a large Diet Coke.
She's like, someone was like, so she went, someone, yeah, I think Mary, like, criticized her for eating fast food. And she's like, so what? I love Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I grew up eating like very healthy. Like I just want fast food.
Right.
And I feel like I'm doing a very good Lisa impression right now.
No, I love it. You are doing so well. No, that's so good. But I love it because I feel that. Like I grew up very healthy, like eating very healthy foods. Like if I want fucking Taco Bell, let me just eat Taco Bell.
Yeah, exactly. Like I didn't grow up eating very healthy. Like nobody really cooked. Like I ate McDonald's a lot growing up.
Yeah.
Like my insides were fucking garbage. But I did get into a really healthy kick in my early 20s. Yeah, not even my mid. It was like my early 20s. And then
I remember.
Whatever. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were going to Whole Foods like once a week together.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'll never forget the
day. And I'd be like, do you want to go to Whole Foods? And we'd literally drive to the one in Princeton because that was the closest one at the time.
30 minutes away.
Now there's one closer. I counted one time. You have to go through like 26 traffic lights to get to
them. My gosh. That would give me anxiety.
Oh my God. Well, you've fucking done it, man.
I know. I did it so many times. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah. Oh no. So what I was going to say was, on 30 Rock, they did two episodes called House of Jordan.
Okay.
And the episodes were like 30 Rock episodes, but they were like filmed like they were like a Real Housewives episode. And literally like it's not, it's like a, it's satire about reality shows like The Real Housewives.
Mm-hmm.
And it's literally not even that far off.
Wow.
Like, it's so fucking, but you have to watch these up. They're on, do you have Hulu?
Yeah.
No, wait, 30 Rock's on Peacock too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure. Yes.
You can get it. You can watch them on there. They're like,
yeah, because it's NBC.
Yeah, they're in seasons like 5 and 6 maybe, or 7. I don't know. They're like later in the series, okay. But like, they are so fucking funny. And like, it's honestly like not that far off. It's like,
wait, did you ever watch
one of the things? One of the things that someone complains about, she's like, I don't know why they would do this at my fashion show. Don't they know this is important to me? And like literally Meredith Marks has said those exact fucking words.
Yes, I was going to say.
Like it's literally not that far off.
I love it because they're all just like that and it's so fun. Did you ever watch The Comeback?
No.
On HBO. With
I've heard of it. That's Lisa Kudrow, right?
Yes. So yeah. Actually, Lisa Rinna and Lisa Vanderpump went on that show, The Comeback, and she was auditioning for The Real Housewives. I mean, you know, it's a scripted show, The Comeback, but...
No, I know. Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
But so funny, because she was, like, sitting there, and then they both started yelling at her, and she's like, what is going on? I just love it. It's so good.
It's so fun. No, that's so fucking funny.
That reminded me of the 30 Rock.
No, yeah. So are they playing like fake versions of themselves?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they were both playing like versions of themselves, and it was so good. It was so good.
So fucking funny. No. Lisa Rinna was actually on an episode of Community, like as an actress.
Oh.
Yeah, it's funny.
Wow.
It's so funny. I'm like, damn, bitch. I thought she was just an actress, but she's a real housewife. She was also, her and her husband played a married couple on Veronica Mars. If you didn't know.
Oh, I didn't know that. No, because I haven't watched Veronica Mars, but it's like on my saved. Like, it's on my list, but.
I've watched like the first 8 episodes and then I stopped watching it. Okay. But, yeah, they play like a married couple on the show.
Oh.
They're like they're somebody's parents. It's really, it's pretty good.
Yeah, they're both really good actors.
Yeah, yeah, because they are actors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like they're naturally, that's what they always
do. Yeah, that's like what they are doing. But then she's also a real housewife.
Yeah.
Okay, Vanderpump.
Okay.
What do we think?
So, like, it was boring.
I know. It was a little bit more dramatic
than
the first one.
Like, when James went to the house. I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah, when he went to the party.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, that was, like, literally the only drama that happened.
Yeah.
But also, though, I didn't know that Tom Schwartz and, like, the other business partners had asked Tom Sandoval not to go to Schwartz and Sandy's. That's crazy.
Right. Isn't that wild?
I know. It really is. Like, I cannot believe that they said that to him.
Yeah. I thought that was insane. I was like, oh, wow. That's, like, crazy.
Yeah, like he was not welcome there. That's crazy to me. I'm like, damn.
Yeah. But
like my guy, that's your own bar. Like,
right. I know. It's I was just like, oof.
Yeah. I was like,
and then then the whole thing about the assistant, I'm like, oh my gosh, this poor girl. She's like, can they? She's like, this is so weird as she's running up the steps.
I know.
And it is.
I feel so bad for her.
I would have so much anxiety. Like,
no, for real, me too. Especially like, I could not.
The way,
I could not be Tom Sandoval's assistant. Sorry.
No. And the way, Ariana looks at her, like, no. Tell him no. And I'm like,
Immediately no.
I think I would break down for a moment.
Yeah, me fucking too. What the fuck? literally, what the fuck? It's too much. It's just too much.
It is. But, I mean, overall, I'm starting to see the little cracks with Lala and Ariana.
Yeah.
Happening. So we'll see how that turns out. Wait, did we both say but like at the same time?
Yes.
Holy shit.
No, but for real, I was watching after the first episode, I watched Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
And Lala was on it, and Lala is saying that they're still friends. That they're friends. Oh. They're not so clearly it wasn't
anything wild.
And this isn't even a spoiler because Lala and Sheena went to see Chicago and New York on Broadway. Literally the other day.
Okay.
Because they were all posting.
Yeah.
So, they are friends. But clearly, something happened where they weren't friends for a little bit.
Got it. I know. That's what I'm waiting for.
And then, now they're fine. But, yeah. I don't know. I'm like...
Now, what I am going to say about this season is Raquel is missed.
What? Do you think she's missed?
Well, no. Not missed like that. Missed, whereas by her being on there, it would have just made so much more sense to kind of get closure. And the fact that she just didn't come back.
Yeah.
Just leaves everything very
Yeah, and it's also a pussy ass move considering I wouldn't say it was a pussy ass move otherwise.
Right.
But the reason why I'm saying it's a pussy ass move is because then she went on Bethany Frankel's podcast and talked.
Right. So,
clearly, bitch, you're not afraid to talk about it. You just don't want to be on the show because it would be uncomfy for you and you're a little baby.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, so, we're at if I was Raquel, this season would probably be my reputation era where I would kind of have to come in and either try to be friends with some of them, say my piece, or honestly just go in and say, yeah, bitch, listen, you guys weren't even together. You guys weren't even sleeping in the same rooms. There was trouble in paradise and I jumped on.
But that's not right. What she did was wrong.
No, it is. But at least for her to come back and kind of just close that chapter. It's just so it's a lot of
why I said that I liked that Lala reached out to her because Lala went through something similar being in Raquel's shoes.
Absolutely.
And Lala wanted her to know, don't let this define you.
Right.
Which I liked. But I also, I don't know. Obviously, I don't think that Lala should be friends with Raquel. But, what she said, I think, was fine and, not going to upset Ariana in any way. And Ariana was cool about it, honestly, because she kind of understands, I feel like. She's like, okay, that makes sense. I don't want anything to do with her, but, she shouldn't feel awful and shitty for the rest of her fucking life about it, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
So I get it.
Yeah.
I do.
But yeah, we'll see next week what goes on.
I'm waiting for more drama. I'm a little bit drama deprived right
underwhelmed.
Now.
Underwhelmed.
I need more. I need more.
Yeah,
I need more. And Real Housewives of Salt Lake City gives me that right now.
That's one thing.
Everything is dramatic. There's not an episode that goes by where there's nothing.
There's no dramatics. Yeah.
They're all always drama.
Yes. And that's one thing I was telling a friend, because she was like, yeah, it's just not giving what I thought it would, like Vanderpump.
Vanderpump?
And I'm like, well, this season.
Okay.
And I said, well, after watching Salt Lake City, like, it's hard because we got such a big bombshell that, like, you know, we got so much.
Yeah. And you know what? I feel like they probably felt with Salt Lake City that they would not top, like, the drama of Jen going to jail.
Right.
And I feel like, I don't know if they topped it, but they definitely matched it, at least. Or it's close up there.
I'm going to say it's close up there.
Yeah, it's up. It's maybe not matching, but it's, like, it's up there. Like, that's fucking crazy what happened. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
And, like, I don't know. Yeah, I feel like we just need a little bit more from Vanderpump right now. And it's really not serving it. And it's quite a bummer.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping more interest. I don't even care about, like, the drama as much. Like, I want something interesting to happen. Nothing of interest has happened to me.
Right.
So, I don't know.
I get it. Now, you know what is drama filled right now?
What?
Nicki Minaj versus Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay, so what team are you on?
So, it's crazy, and a lot of people are going to come for me, but I'm always going to be Team Nicki. Here's the thing.
George, her husband is a pedophile.
I know, and I'm not condoning that.
Okay.
But Megan started first. Megan threw a punch.
Okay, wait. Can you, like, take a few minutes and explain to me what happened?
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay, so this is what happened. Last week, Megan Thee Stallion put out a new song called Hiss. And in the song, Megan said things about Nicki's age. She said things about, Nicki's husband, and then also said something about the child with the name and all that, because Nicki calls her child.
Does Nicki have a child?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, she has a baby boy.
I had no idea.
And she calls him Papa Bear, but that's not his real name. That's just what she got. The baby. So she was saying all this stuff, and so here's the thing. Nicki is unhinged, and Nicki, when she hears shit like that, she can't comprehend and just say, let that shit go. She's gonna go on. So she goes on Instagram Live. She starts saying all this stuff. Now, I am mad that Nicki said stuff about Megan's mom, who passed away in 2019.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, she was saying, like, you know, worry about your fucking mom. And I'm like, oh, who's dead? Or whatever.
I don't like that.
Yeah,
not nice girl behavior.
Right. And I thought that was, I'm not condoning that. I did not like that. But it comes down to, you can't, like, if you're going to start something, you need to know shit might go down. So that's it. Then Nicki put out a song, and now they're, like, beefing all over again. But I like Megan the sound. So, like, it's hard for me to say and truly pick a side, but, you know.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me, but
no, I know, because
I do like them both, but I just think it's that kind of thing that's like, they always the girls always fight and rap and pop,
no,
and
they
always do this shit, and it's always crazy.
Girls love to get in a tiff.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just hope it all blows over, because then, like, Nicki looks stupid too.
I know,
because it's like you're so elevated. Like,
I know,
like, really,
I know.
Like, you're gonna go down to that level, please.
Yeah,
but we'll see what happens there. Super Bowl is this weekend.
I know. Are you doing anything?
No. So I might go to my friend's house.
Okay.
But it's just us. Like, we're gonna watch. That's why I did that last year too. It was fun.
That's good. You know what came up in my Snapchat memories recently?
What?
The Super Bowl party that you threw. Because Lady Gaga was
headlining.
Lady Gaga was doing the halftime show.
Yes.
And so you threw a party. Like, you literally didn't even care about, like, the teams. You just cared about Lady Gaga, and that's why you threw it. And that was a fun party.
It was so fun. It was a full-on Lady Gaga party.
It was fun. It was a very Real Housewives moment. And, like, Winston had his little referee jersey on.
Yes! Oh, my God. Yeah, I still have that. Yeah, it I literally so did cute. All Lady Gaga. Like, every room had Lady Gaga in it, the music. No. It was, like, it was the best. It was so fun.
That was a fun party.
Yeah. But in the Super Bowl, who's playing? The Chiefs and the 49ers? Is that right?
Yeah. So we're getting a Taylor Swift Super Bowl, but she's not performing. She's just going to be there.
Right. So Usher's performing.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl halftime show. Who do you think is going to win? I think it's the 49ers. That's my prediction.
Really? I feel like they probably will.
Really? Okay. Ooh. I'm excited.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll see what happens. But yeah, that's this weekend. Did you watch the Grammys or no?
No, I don't really watch the Grammys. Like, I only like to watch the Golden Globes and the Emmys and, like, sometimes the Oscars, but, like, whatever.
Okay. So, it was okay. I'm happy Miley Cyrus won her first Grammy.
Yeah, I cannot believe she didn't have one already.
I know. Like, all these years and all these, like, different successes. It's so crazy. But someone posted, they're like, this is for Hannah Montana. This is for Miley through her bangers era. This is
for, every Miley era that didn't get
recognized.
Yeah. Party in the USA should have fucking won something.
Oh my God. Literally. So, yeah, it's so crazy, but whatever. Flowers won, like, 2 awards. So that's great.
My students who were like 4 years old when that song came out still they listen to that song.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's one for the generations and generations to come.
Yeah.
And last but not least,
I heard that Travis Scott had a bad performance.
Real? Okay, so here's my thing. Gracie, I didn't watch it either.
Oh.
I know. Twitter. I'm sorry. I meant to say that at first. I, like, just watched the clips of singing, like, the people singing.
Okay.
Some of the awards being won, and, like, the highlights of it.
Okay.
Like, Dua Lipa's performance I watched, SZA. SZA's new song is so good. Whenever that album's coming out, I need that song.
I, like, am not a big fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, okay, I get it.
Some songs, but not, you know.
Her first album, Control, was so good. And then SOS came out, and I just wasn't vibing. I only like about 2 songs from that album.
Okay.
So I understand. It's hard to say. Like, I feel like she went mainstream, but not really. I don't know. Like,
I agree with that.
Yeah. Cause her first album was, like, incredible. I love the whole album. So I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
I didn't see Travis Scott's thing.
I heard it was bad. And my coworker speculated today at lunch, like, maybe he was mad because he lost.
Oh.
Because he found out he lost and then he still had to perform.
Ooh. Yeah, that could be. Could be it.
I don't know. Yeah.
And last but not least.
Oh my God, are we done?
Well, almost. Yeah, it's been an hour.
Oh my God. Wait, let's talk about SNL.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, like, I thought the Jacob Elordi and Renee Rapp episode was really good.
Okay. I didn't watch. I just saw the little clips. I didn't watch.
No, I liked that episode. I feel like they're, like, this is my thoughts on SNL. Like, I am a very long-standing, like, SNL fan. Like,
yes.
I love it so much. And I know that's, like, super embarrassing. But, like, I really do love it. It's great. I like it a lot. And I feel like the talent on SNL, the people who they have on staff right now, are amazing. They're amazing. They're so funny.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they're doing things, like, they're doing sketches that, like, aren't funny enough for me. Like,
right.
I feel like Because the host and Lorne Michaels, they get like final say about what goes to air. You know what I mean?
Right. Gets right.
The show. And like some of it doesn't even make it to air. It just makes it to dress rehearsal. They sometimes yes. they run out of time and they have to cut stuff.
Right.
But I feel like the cast is so good and so strong, and they're not being used to the best of their ability as much as they could be. And
I agree.
You can see it in like Weekend Update when like the new and younger cast members come out and do like their bits, like that's just them like interacting with like Colin or Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's so funny. Those bits are so fucking funny. And like every time there's a Please Don't Destroy video, like it's so funny.
Yeah.
And I just feel like some of the other sketches like are not hitting like these other things are.
Yeah. I agree. So
I feel like it's a clear generational divide as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that's true.
Lorne Michaels has been in the game too long. How does he know what's funny now?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like it's very hard because SNL was always like so fun for me and I loved it. And I just feel like honestly, since 2017 and up to now, it just doesn't hit the way it once did.
But the cast is so good right now.
But yes, the cast that they have now is great.
It's an amazing, insane cast. Like they're all so funny.
Yes.
And like I know this, but the sketches aren't like hitting like they should be.
Right.
And that's bumming me out because I want these creatives to be used correctly.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, of course. That's the whole part of like the comedy scene. Yeah. So now is Pete Davidson on or no? He's gone.
No, he left.
Okay.
He left at the end of the season that he was dating Kim Kardashian, that he started dating Kim Kardashian.
Oh.
So do you remember like when she hosted?
Yes.
That was his last season.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah,
and he came back and he hosted the season premiere this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. I did see that. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess what was the other thing we wanted to talk about?
It was just Justin Timberlake, which whatever.
Yeah, I'm like, nobody wants to hear what you have to say, friend.
Yeah, I agree. But what I do want to talk about is Drake's nude leaked video.
Oh my God. So I wasn't on my phone like at all yesterday, like when it happened.
Yeah.
But then I like went on my phone on like Twitter and there were all these memes about this. And I was like, oh my God, what even fucking happened?
Did you see the video?
Yes, I did see the video and the memes were so accurate. They were like, why is he wagging it around like
this?
No,
literally here.
He's wagging that shit. Also, I'm afraid of him.
It's crazy.
It's too big.
It's so huge. I was like, is this a dildo? Like, is this a freaking dildo?
Honestly, I feel like it might be a dildo. Can you send me the video? Because I want to do some investigating.
Yes, and never show it to anybody else.
Oh my God. Yeah, but like, not that I like care about Drake or his...
Right. Yeah, yeah. Is that crazy? Because again,
I don't think he's hot. Like, I hate his face. I feel like I've been pretty vocal about my hatred for Drake on this podcast.
Yeah, and that's fine.
So, like, everybody knows. It's for research purposes.
It's for research.
This is for research. Anyway.
So I was going to be like, why are you sending nudes to Grace?
Okay, my friend made us watch the Kim Kardashian sex tape with her twice.
I remember that.
So, like, thanks.
All right, I'm sending it to you.
Like, to the point where, like, I had to look it up on my phone and cast it to her TV. And then I went to, like, a party later that day. And I was, like, talking to some people who I had just met for the first time that night. And I was like, oh, like, we were talking about something. I was like, oh, let me show you. So, like, I opened my internet browser on my phone. And, like, it's literally on Pornhub. And I'm like, oh, my God.
I hope I didn't see that. Oh, I literally hope I didn't. I would die.
Horrible, awful.
Yeah. I forgot. I was involved in something like that. And I forgot what it was. It was some video that a friend was like, oh my God, did you see? And I'm like, no. And I like go and look it up. Then
it was not.
What?
He's he's flapping that thing around.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Oh my God. I need to like, okay, I'll watch it later.
Yeah, watch it later.
Okay, no, but I have to right now.
But
I don't know. The video is so like.
It's giving dildo vibes. It just.
I don't think it is. I don't know. I have to do some Listen.
It's so crazy.
Guys, I'm going to conduct some very vigorous research about this matter. and I will come back to you next week and I will report my findings.
Perfect.
And we'll definitely have a definitive answer for everybody.
I love that.
I'm going to bring in an expert.
That's a perfect way to end the pod. But first.
Last but not least, weekly hyperfixations.
Yes.
Georgie, what's yours?
So my hyperfixation this week is Oreos. I have eaten a whole, is it box? Yeah, box.
Package.
Whatever. Or package, perfect. I've eaten a whole package of Oreo Thins. And
well, at least they're the Oreo Thins.
They're Oreo Thins, yeah. So two is really one. So it's yeah, like, exactly. Yeah. So we're exactly. fine, we're fine.
Oh my God,
we're fine, but I'm fine.
Oreos are naturally vegan, so
yes, yeah, they're great. Naturally vegan. That's safe.
So for me, my hyperfixation is of course coloring.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one I have is making sure everything on my Google Slides presentation to my students is perfect and in alignment and in order because I have OCD, I guess, a little bit. No, it's when I take Adderall, I'm like, everything needs to be perfectly aligned.
Perfect,
also,
I'm
a Virgo. So,
I love it. I love it. And I get that.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's it. You guys, I think this is the episode where we finally don't take a million years to say goodbye.
I know.
I think we're ready to say it.
Just say it.
We're going to put our big girl pants on, our big boy pants on, and George, goodbye. It's been a lovely however long it's been doing this with you today, and love you guys so much. I hope everyone has a beautiful, wonderful week.
Thank you so much, and I will also say goodbye too, and for everyone to have a great weekend.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.